Lawsuits and acts of defiance in cities around the country over President Trump's executive orders on immigration and travel have some in Hawaii asking this question: should Hawaii become a sanctuary state? Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has the reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So we've been hearing about this where, you know, cities and states have been really vocal in the last couple of days, especially talking about what they will and what they won't do. What is Hawaii prepared to do?
Well, Hawaii is officially doing nothing, neither Honolulu as a city or Hawaii as a state to be a sanctuary. But there are efforts to change that. One is in the State House of Representatives. Kaniela Ng has a resolution that would declare Hawaii a sanctuary. He says we need to stand up. We need to hold values that are not xenophobic, and that he's hoping he can gain some support. There's some other people. One in the Senate, Carl Rhodes, seems to feel the same way. And then there's another effort, this from an anti-Trump group that was involved in the inaugural protest locally, trying to get Mayor Caldwell to do the same for the city. So far, neither the governor nor the mayor have said anything public about this, but certainly there will be some pressure going forward to see if we can attain that status.
Meanwhile, there is the lawsuit. And the way, you know, the attorney general in Hawaii feels about Trump's executive orders. But this effort to create a resolution to bring in both Mayor Caldwell and the state itself, resolutions,
they're not really.
It's tough with a resolution because it may have a statement of a heartfelt, ideas, but it's not necessarily something that has a lot of teeth to it.
Yeah, legal standing. It really is an expression of intent rather than to enact laws. And we should explain that by sanctuary, we mean that you would place limits, meaning a city or a state, on the local law enforcement enforcing immigration laws. And in this case, we're talking, of course, about Trump. On January 25th, he actually issued an order deputizing local law enforcement to be federal agents, essentially, authorized as immigration officers to investigate, apprehend, or even detain illegal aliens. And that's something that certainly goes against Attorney General Doug Chin's lawsuit filed Friday. There's a concern that to do this, you'd be turning the police, other law enforcement locally, against people here who are undocumented. And by the way, Louis Kanea in his story today reports there's 21,000 undocumented aliens in the state of Hawaii. There's a concern from some that, boy, you'd be building a lot of mistrust if suddenly police officers are acting as immigration agents when they, you know, stop you for a traffic light or something like that. Show me your papers.
Right. That's exactly the point, that might put us into a situation where they're not necessarily to enforce the infraction for which they might have pulled you over, but in fact to be able to throw you out of the state.
Yeah, on the plus side, just real quickly, there are some court rulings that have indicated that local municipalities might be protected against these federal impositions, although the federal government does rule. And then there's some churches, at least a dozen congregations locally, saying, look, we'll take people in if we have to. So there are those that are trying to do what they can outside of the governmental intrusion here.
Well, we'll see what happens with the rezo and if it breeds anything else. Thanks so much. Talk to you in the morning.
Thanks. Thanks, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.